Welcome to the Brand Ambassadors, your wide-angle look at the field of PR and what it means for your company. Your host is Merritt Hamilton Allen with co-host Gary Potterfield. Every firm has a compelling narrative that sets them apart from the crowd. In your company, you can use your own background and storytelling to your advantage, as well as that of your business. Now, here are your hosts, Merritt Hamilton Allen and Gary Potterfield.
Good morning. Welcome to the Brand Ambassadors. I'm Merritt Hamilton Allen, joined by Gary Potterfield. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Merritt. Well, here we are. And today we're talking about the Fed. Well, not the Fed. We're talking about getting into the Fed for business. It's going to be an interesting show today.
And I will say this, you know, we're federal contractors, and here's the perennial conundrum with federal business is once you get the work, it's really nice because it's stable, it's long-term contracts, everything is very clear in the contract with regard to payment. It's a very nice gig to have. That's why we've been doing this for 13 years. The downside is it can seem really hard to get in the federal government. I'm working with a friend of mine in Albuquerque to team on a contract, and I know signing up in SAM.gov, I know getting the Dun & Bradstreet number, all these hoops you have to jump through just to even see a bid or be able to place a bid, frustrating. So we're going to have a great conversation with Kevin Mahoney, who's going to help our listeners decipher where they should be looking in the federal market and some techniques for making sure that you differentiate yourself and your brand from the other contractors and win that work.
Yeah, I think that for us, and it's, you know, obviously it comes in waves. You know, we win some, we lose a lot. I think every company does that. But when you're in the lose a lot stage, you're like, well, this is hopeless. You go, how do I know if all the labor and all the money, whatever we're putting in to try to win this particular contract, is it worth it? Is there, you know, is it already geared towards somebody? Is the incumbent a shoe in? All these questions, and you're going, at some point you go, you know, it's really difficult to know. And then sometimes it can get very frustrating and disheartening, I guess, as you're trying to get that win a contract with the government. I should say earn. Win's the wrong word, but it does feel like a lottery sometimes.
Well, certainly true, but I think a trap that a lot of firms fall into, and we've certainly fallen into, is we see, using our business intelligence programs, we see an opportunity coming up that we think we're a good fit for, and it's something that we haven't followed. It's going, the request for proposals is due imminently, and we go ahead and bid on it, and we've never even talked to the client. So we're waiting until we drop. And one thing to know, once according to a federal acquisition law, once an RFP is released, you cannot talk to the client. Discussions are banned. So, you know, if you wait to engage the client until the period starts where you can't talk to them, maybe you should rethink whether you want to bid on that.
Right. And we certainly have done that, though. We certainly have, you know, with 13 years of experience in this, we've certainly had the scars to prove, you know, some of these things. And, you know, when you go after things and that you think you're a shoo-in for, or not a shoo-in, no, that's not true at all, that you think you have the quals for, I should say. But yeah, if you haven't done the legwork, I think that, so I am excited to hear Kevin talk about those things, because I think sometimes, again, it's that you believe when you see the government, you just think, oh, the whole system's very straightforward in the sense that an RFP comes out, you respond, and they choose the best, and the best wins. But it's there's so much more that ought to go into that before you make that decision to go after to try to win a particular contract.
Absolutely. And then I think that, you know, on the other side too, is having once you are awarded the contract, that's really when you establish your brand. We've seen, and we're working a couple efforts now, where it appears that the previous contractor became a little complacent, and have been doing this work for a long time and know how to put in a winning bid, but did nothing really to make the client excited about awarding it to them.
Right. So it's a very good point. I mean, about you know, establishing your brand, and I think that's you want people to say that when they're talking to somebody else, two folks from different agencies or something, and they go, yeah, we have let's say they say Vox Optima, and you want that conversation to be, oh, I've heard of them. That's I heard they're really terrific, or it could be the opposite, and that certainly doesn't make your life any easier when you're trying to go after the next. The next one. Real quick, the in one of I won't go into the details, but in one of the conversations that I did have while you weren't able to be here, Merritt, was that was very important to the to the agency about, you know, the stability of the employees that they currently have, or I should say the contractor employees that they currently have, and how important it is, and how disruptive it is when they lose those employees. So they really are very concerned about the company that would come on, and how they treat their employees, and so what kind of a reputation that company has in the industry.
And that really, something to talk about quickly before we go to break. One thing that's been a trend over the last decade in federal government is staff augmentation. And that is where, instead of buying specific services or products or deliverables from a contractor, the government is actually buying manpower. People to sit on the government site side by side with the government staff. And that can be a challenge because they have very little interaction with the company employing them, and almost all their interaction is with the client. Also, it's a challenge because they can be forgotten about. And if you don't have a company behind you, backing you, supporting you, you don't feel compelled to carry their brand forward. You're simply another person on the client's staff, and you wear a different colored badge because you're a contractor. So I think that's something else folks in the federal government need to counteract or guard against.
Right, I agree. And we're going to talk about those things and a whole bunch more when we come back from the break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Kevin Mahoney, who has a site called Kevin Federal, which is a great name for a site, who has been in this industry for over 25 years. And has done a tremendous job, and has some. We've talked with him for quite a bit over the months, so we're big fans of Kevin. But this is the Brand Ambassadors, and we're looking forward to talking about how to scale the federal vertical. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes to talk to Kevin Mahoney.
You are listening to the Brand Ambassadors. To reach our program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email with questions or comments to brand.ambassadors@voxoptima.com. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to the Brand Ambassadors. I'm Merritt Hamilton Allen, joined by Gary Potterfield. And please do send your questions for us today to brand.ambassadors@voxoptima.com. We have our guest I'm looking forward to speaking with today, Kevin Mahoney. He really specializes, and he has a proprietary process to build a federal business vertical. You might be shocked, he also has a Navy background, and if it seems like we're nepotistic for the Navy, well, we are, just because we seem to be better at a lot of things than other folks. So, Kevin, thank you and welcome.
Oh, thank you very much for having me today.
So, what is the most important thing, or perhaps what's the biggest challenge that a company with no federal background has entering this federal marketplace and building a federal vertical?
It's really understanding the federal market itself. That's why I built KevinFederal.com, is to give a single repository for people to come in and check out what needs to get done, what you can do, where to get money, opportunities, certifications for products and services across the board. You know, and that's the biggest challenge people have, is not understanding all the requirements within the federal market and what you need to do and all the challenges for closing revenue and getting the commitment from the top CEO, board, venture capitalists, getting all of them on board to be able to bring that product or service to the federal market and to those customers.
So you saw Kevin, you mentioned kevinfederal.com, which is one of your websites, and I think that one of the things that I've always thought is that you do feel kind of lost, like that there's so many regulations, there's so many things to know, and we're saying, gosh, where in the world do I find all these answers? Is that why you created that website?
Yeah, all the information that I have up there really is all over the place, over the internet. So I really wanted to have a single repository for people to come in and have a reference site so they didn't have to go searching everywhere for everything. Find that information quickly and efficiently to understanding what you need for essentially to enter the market, what kind of opportunities are in there, how to look at budgeting and funding from the federal side, and everything else that go along doing business with the federal market.
A question I have is, you know, so many companies, they do have specific sectors of their business and they target their marketing and development efforts to that single sector. How different is the federal sector from, say, commercial or international sectors, particularly for the companies you help?
So I've done both commercial and federal, so I was able to transition between both. Just like hospitals, oil, or any of those verticals, federal vertical has their own language and their own way of buying. In order to get revenue from a client in the federal sector, normally you have to have, 99% of the time, you have to have either a contract or a buy through a contract vehicle for the federal customer to buy your product or service. And if you don't have the right contract vehicle or the right contract, the federal customer can go open source to buy it. But normally they use those contract vehicles that are pre-negotiated with those customers for them to buy your product or service. I use this analogy. When you go into a restaurant and you have an American Express card and all they take is Visa, you won't be able to eat. The same thing goes with the federal customer. You have to understand how they buy things so you can sell them things.
Make it easy for them to buy from you.
Exactly, and that's exactly what I was just going to say. It's the way you need to be able to work with the customer, have them buy your product or service. You have to make it easy for them, and they have to understand what you're trying to do, how you're trying to do it, to make it easy for them to get to you.
One of the challenges I think that I've seen in our 13 years in Vox Optima is that the folks that we deal with, that ultimately we're going to do the work for, the particular office or whatever, they're not the same people as the contracting people. So it's like, so sometimes the people we're trying to work for aren't even aware, they know less than we do about how this whole process works. So it can be a rather daunting task for the small business to make this happen. So give some ideas of what the small business needs to do.
You have to go in with the federal market with a definite plan on what you're going to do, who you're going to do with, what opportunities are out there for you to be able to execute properly to close that revenue.
I think that often companies and people in business, and I'm among them for a long time, just looked upon the federal market as something from a company perspective that we are reactive rather than proactive. And I don't think you think that's the case, right? You believe that we need to be proactive in terms of the way that we go about getting federal business, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, it's interesting. I've been at many companies that I've started their federal verticals form. They get calls from the federal government for a product or service, and the company says, oh, well, no federal government, let's go sell to them. So that's why you want to be able to build a strategic methodology and plan around all that so you understand your short-term revenue, your long-term revenue, your federal systems integrators, contracts versus contract vehicles, what my customer wants, how to get that information to build that plan in order to execute it correctly.
Right. Well, and I think what we'll do when we come back from the break, we're going to go to a break in just a minute, is to discuss that process you use, and also to see, you know, where do the people fit into this? Where does the employees and how can they have an influence? How can they be the brand ambassadors of their company as they go after the federal market? Well, you're listening to the Brand Ambassadors. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Start with coming back to in this segment, Kevin, is a little bit about the people side of things. In other words, there's a lot of technical things we have to do. But if you're if you're an employee of a company, whether if you're in the marketing part of it or whatever the case may be, you know, what is the role in of the individual in terms of getting federal work?
So really, it comes down to the company itself. It all really is a time, money, and people environment to be successful within the federal market. And the type of people and the resources you need in order to do that, personnel, resource, and their function. Where the C-level, they give you the money and strategic direction, marketing for the federal messaging, CTO for certifications and requirements, to engineering, sales, channel, legal, business development, security clearances. So it all really comes down to building that part of the business for the federal market.
Question I've got is, what types of company should be looking to kevinfederal.com? Are there services companies, technology companies? What do you think is the ideal company pushed into the federal sector right now?
There's many types of companies that should be looking at. The startups trying to get into the federal market, whether it be cyber or IT type products, that's where I specialize my time and resource, to 8As trying to get in for CETA contracting.
Can you tell us what CETA contracting and 8A is?
Yeah, so 8A is a specialized environment that the Small Business Administration has set up for small businesses to come in and enter into the federal market under certain designations. 8A is one of them, with disadvantaged, minority, all the way through just a small business with their NAICS codes, which distinguish between large and small types of businesses.
And those are the North American Industrial Classification codes, right?
Correct. That you need to set up when you're entering into the federal market as well. And you can find all set up the sites so you can actually easily go and get that information through the Essentials menu and understand you need your DUNS number, your CAGE code from the Defense Logistics Agency, and your NAICS in order to do business within the federal market, because that provides them, the customers, to understand what products and services that you provide that they can get to.
You know, I think about this exchange you and Merritt just had, and you talked about NAICS codes, you talked about 8A, you talked about all these things, and then there's probably some listeners that are going, I throw my hands up. I have no clue what you're talking about. And they're going to go, this is just too darn hard. I give up. But I think that goes back to Merritt's original question of you, is that why should someone come to you? And I think that's the case, is that, some small business goes, I'm going to throw my hands up. They shouldn't throw their hands up. Tell them what they should do.
What they should do is help create a plan. And that's what I do, is help them create a plan, help them build a long-term pipeline, short-term pipelines, contract vehicles, procurement cycles, budgeting, attack plans. So you have a very strategic methodology to execute on, so you have your key performance indicators that you can actually track. And that's what I do for a living. Help companies do that, whether it be a product or a service.
Is there are there some specific industrial sectors that you think are really hot right now for the federal market?
Well, cyber is one of them. That's the largest one in my world, where my customers are struggling against multinational threats across their vast network. That's one of the biggest threats out there. Second one is cloud and getting FedRAMP certified, FedRAMP Plus certified, in order to service these customers, because the other challenge they have is they need to do more with less. And so they're moving their resources to the cloud as fast as possible so that they don't have to manage their assets and their servers and their applications. They can focus on what their missions are based upon the agency or department themselves.
Now, Kevin, you've started up kevinfederal.com, and certainly a site that tries to bring everything together that someone who doesn't know the market that well, or even those that do, can go to learn a lot of different things going on. And you talk about the fact that you've been blogging and about specific articles. But I know that you're also looking to to see other folks, you've told me this, you know, come in and maybe blog as well, because there's a lot of, obviously there's a lot of folks that know a heck of a lot about the federal vertical. So why don't you talk a little bit about your website?
I would absolutely love to have people come in, special guests and things like that, to write specific articles on specific subjects that are interest to how to be successful in building a federal vertical, from customer contract shops, small business. And so those articles are very, very important to the site to give people a rich understanding of opportunities that are out there, as well as being able to build a federal vertical in the first place and why to even enter the market. If you take a look at the market itself, according to IT-board.gov, the federal market's spending $89 billion on IT alone. And that's just the departments and agencies that we know of. So that's a lot of money to be able to capture within the framework of the federal market. And that's what I concentrate on, is help people understand how to capture that business and close it for revenue purposes to grow that that sector.
Kevin, I've got a question again about, you know, the types of companies. We're talking a lot about IT, but you're helping Vox Optima, and we're not an IT company. What other types of companies should be talking to you?
Again, any type of company that wants to be able to enter the federal market, it's the same plan, the same methodology to be able to build that pipeline and talking to those customers. I help build a plan to be able to generate and track that revenue. Again, any type of product or service.
One thing I would say again, and we're talking about, I want to just, your Kevin Federal website, kevinfederal.com. Again, I am not the you know, I'm not the director of BD, business development in Vox Optima, and I'm thankful I'm not, because it's, it can be so overwhelming. But if you do go to kevinfederal.com, you see some terrific stuff there that even if you're not able to, you know, ready to do this, just there's so many terrific articles, not just the blogs, but also a lot of articles. And I strongly recommend that anyone go take a look at that. And I would just say one last thing. When you talk about the just in the IT sector of, I think you said 80 billion. I only want 1/80th. I am not greedy at all. I only want 1/80th of the market. Not even. I'll even take 1/100th. But anyway, that's all I've got to say. From my perspective, Kevin, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the time today.
Well, and Kevin, it is absolutely a pleasure working with you. And I would say we've been established in the federal market for 13 years, and we are learning a lot from you, your blog. So I would definitely recommend to any professional services, if you are a B2B firm, obviously consumer companies don't have as much to bring to the federal market necessarily, but any B2B firm, please do check out kevinfederal.com. Kevin Mahoney will help you get 1/80th or 1/100th of that tremendous, tremendous federal marketplace. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break. You're listening to the Brand Ambassadors.
When business people think PR, they usually think spin. Good, bad, or indifferent. But spin without a strategy gets you nowhere but lighter in the wallet. At Vox Optima, our outcome-based communication is about results, not the ride. You're focused on your bottom-line goals, and so are we. From strategic planning to creative design and production, Vox Optima has experts ready to support your requirements today. Also, look to Vox Optima for crisis communication, media training, and issue management. Vox Optima is a service-disabled veteran and a woman-owned business with consultants working from coast to coast. Vox Optima ties PR strategy and every last communication product to what your organization needs to be successful. At Vox Optima, you won't be spinning your wheels. You'll be getting results. Strategy, not spin. To make our results work for you, visit voxoptima.com. That's voxoptima.com. Thank you for tuning in this week to the Brand Ambassadors. Please join Merritt Hamilton Allen and Gary Potterfield for another edition next Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time and 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Have a great week.